Hannah, and I would like to thank you for your coordination of this panel, and of course all panelists for their very informative presentations. I have particularly found interesting the presentation by our colleague from Australia regarding the work carried out by the Australian Armed Forces in the region and regarding a number of Pacific Island states. So I think that is really enlightening. I have a question, a particular question addressed to Dr. Mueller. Sorry, I think she's getting to all the questions. But this is probably because she has spoken about new technology and also the exhibition outside. It's interesting with a few pictures. And I wanted to ask two questions. One is regarding the underwater detection. Perhaps you could expand a little bit because it seems, if I understood correctly, that you are still in the development phase, or you're already carrying out actual detection activities in underwater, and if so, where, in which parts of the world? And the second question, also regarding the systems currently deployed, I wanted to know if those fully autonomous excavators that are used in heavy contaminated soil are also being already used in some regions of the world. I, of course, speak out of interest in Peru's own experience in the border with Ecuador, which is territory of very high altitudes, very also variable temperatures, year-round rainfall, and areas where our deminers have to go in very specific times of the year with helicopters due to the lack of roads. And of course, this is something that probably colleagues have heard Peru saying many times in different fora, but this is one of our biggest challenges. And of course, when we hear about such technology, we wonder whether there is possibilities of having more information about those technologies that could be perhaps very functional in such a case. I thank you.